Maduro uses threats to keep military loyal, frustrating opposition. Written by Bob Adelman. Thursday, April 25, 2019. After months of offering amnesty to Venezuela's top military in exchange for their defection, the opposition to Nicolas Maduro's Marxist dictatorship has largely failed in its efforts. As of Wednesday, barely 1,500 of Maduro's 280,000-strong military have done so, escaping to Colombia to the west and Brazil to the south. Most of them have come from the lower ranks and the country's National Guard. Those few who have successfully escaped told Reuters that rebellion has been contained by intimidation and threats of reprisals against officers' families, said one escapee, a female National Guard lieutenant who crossed into Brazil on foot, told Reuters, most military people that are leaving are from the National Guard. They will continue coming. More want to leave. But they are constrained by threats of reprisals against their families if they oppose Maduro. Those threats are being carried out by the colectivos, motorcycle gangs with automatic weapons, who terrorize any who might support Guaido's opposition to the Maduro dictatorship. An official who worked on President Trump's Venezuela policy told the Washington Post, I think the administration, as well as the opposition, put too much hope in Maduro's military rising up. We haven't been able to flip them. And we've been trying and trying. Another official, Juan Andres Mejia, a lawmaker from Guaido's Popular Will Party, agrees, we know our message to soldiers is being heard and that there is discontent within his armed forces. But there's too much surveillance, blackmail and counterintelligence. The amnesty strategy hasn't produced the effect we were looking for. This same frustration must have been felt by Ion Iliescu, the leader of the opposition during the Romanian Revolution in December 1989. He experienced firsthand the repression and tyranny imposed by Romania's communist dictator Nicolae Ceau, ESCU. The dictator imposed price controls on his people, which led to rationing. Protests were quashed by his Securitate, remarkably similar to Maduro's colectivos, which was responsible for mass surveillance, repression, and human rights abuses of those perceived to pose potential threats to his regime. He suppressed and controlled the media and the press and had arrested any who dared to speak out about those abuses. Those economic controls led to government deficits, which resulted in the buildup of enormous debts to foreign countries friendly to the dictatorship. In exchange, Ceau, ESCU exported desperately needed agricultural and industrial products in order to repay them. The rationing led to shortages of food, water, oil, heat, electricity, medicine, and other necessities. All of which led to the moment of crisis for Ceau, ESCU. His military turned on him following a speech on Christmas Day 1989 where he lost control of the crowd. Wikipedia tells the story, Ceau, ESCU raised his right hand in hopes of silencing the crowd. His stunned expression remains one of the defining moments of the end of communism in Eastern Europe. That stunned expression is available on YouTube. Wiki told what happened next. The Ceau, ESCU were tried before a court convened in a small room on orders of the National Salvation Front, Romania's provisional government. They faced charges including illegal gathering of wealth and genocide. Ceau, ESCU repeatedly denied the court's authority to try him, and asserted he was still legally the president of Romania. At the end of the quick show trial, the Ceau, ESCU were found guilty and sentenced to death. A soldier standing guard in the proceedings was ordered to take the Ceau, ESCU out back one by one and shoot them, but the Ceau, ESCU demanded to die together. The soldiers agreed to this and began to tie their hands behind their backs, which the Ceau, ESCU protested against but were powerless to prevent. The Ceau, ESCU were executed by a gathering of soldiers, Captain Ionel Boru, Sergeant Major Georgian Octavian, and Doran Marian Sirlin, while reportedly hundreds of others also volunteered. Following the elimination of the Ceau, ESCU, Ion Iliescu and his National Salvation Front took control of the government, and 6 months later held the free and fair elections they had promised the Romanian people. Iliescu was elected president overwhelmingly and over the next several years began instituting both economic and political reforms that brought Romania back from the edge of extinction. It may be that Maduro's opposition, headed by Juan Guaido, is hoping that lightning might strike twice. He is calling for the largest march in the history of Venezuela in an effort to topple Maduro's dictatorship. We call on all the people to join in the largest march in the history of Venezuela to demand the end to the usurpation so this tragedy can end. While CEAU, ASCU's reign ended on Christmas Day 1989, Guaido is calling for the march to take place on May 1. It was on May 1, 1945 that Allied forces took over Hitler's private mountain retreat in Bavaria and declared him dead. It was on May 1, 2011 that Osama bin Laden was declared dead near Abbottabad in Pakistan. May 1 is the Socialist International Workers' Day. And, perhaps most importantly, on May 1, 1776, the Bavarian Illuminati was formed by Adam Weishaupt. Could lightning strike twice? There are calls for Guaido's protest to gather in front of Maduro's presidential palace in Caracas. Perhaps Maduro might give a speech to quiet the crowd. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.